שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם
במות. We are reading in the writings of בעל הסולם, we're reading the שמעתי articles, we're in שמעתי number 209, three conditions in prayer. You can find the study materials on our site, the Arvut system. You can send questions, pertinent questions to the lesson will be aired during the lesson. Rav, please.
First of all, we want to send a warm hug, big hug to our friends, the fathers and the sons, Avot Vebanim, who are in the desert in a tent, and they're having a lesson there between them, and all kinds of forms of gatherings and connections. I'm very happy to see them there, and I hope that they feel warm and good. We are with you. That's it, and let's approach the Shamati articles that we need to study today.
So,
we're starting with the second one, 232, completing the labor. Rav is reading, I labored and did not find, do not believe it. It means that if you invested effort but did not find it, it's impossible. Do not believe that you labored. Because, so do not believe that you didn't find, it means that you did not search. And he continues, we must understand the meaning of I found. I labored and did not find, do not believe it. So what does it mean, I found? What should we find? What is there to find? Finding concerns the Creator finding us favorable. That I reach a state where I'm favored by the Creator. And this can only be according to the equivalence of form. As He is in giving and bestow connection and love, so I should also be. So the question is, if I labored, is it possible that I nevertheless did not find? But it's written in a different way. I did not labor and found, do not believe it. Meaning that if I was favored by the Creator and I reached the revelation of the Creator, but I don't feel that I actually labored, that I put in sufficient effort and that I truly labored a lot, but rather maybe it was done by itself. So that too, do not believe it. It's impossible that something like that happened. We must ask. After all, he, that person, is not lying. It is. This is not about a person concerning himself as an individual. Rather, it is the same rule with the whole, the collective. And if one sees that he is favored by the Creator, why do not believe it? Because one has evidence, he feels it. The proof exists in him, those consequences. The thing is that sometimes a person is rewarded with being favored by the Creator through the prayer. This is because so is the power of the prayer. It can act like labor. Meaning, instead of putting in labor, effort, in improving oneself, he prays, and out of that he also improves himself. He reaches the same end result. But seemingly it's through a different means. As we see in corporeality, that some get provision through their labor, and some get their provision through prayer. By asking for provision, he is allowed to provide for himself. But in spirituality, although he is rewarded with being favored, he still must pay the full price later on. The full price. Meaning that there is such a thing that he receives something from the Creator, even though he didn't labor for it, he didn't put in the entire effort for it, but later on he will have to repay to complete it. This means the labor, the measure of the labor that everyone gives. He eventually has to give it also. If not, he will lose the vessel, the kli. This is why he said, I did not labor and found, do not believe it. There's no such thing. Eventually, everything comes according to the labor. A labor in all kinds of different manners, labors beforehand, later labor afterwards, but in the end, there has to be labor, which is the kli, the vessel, and it has to be completely matching the finding, which is the light. Since he will lose everything if he does not put in sufficient labor. Otherwise, he loses everything. Thus, one should subsequently pay one's full labor, complete his labor. So, there are a few possibilities here. To put in the labor before that or during that time or after you're being favored, maybe one gets from the Creator some advanced pay, like something that he didn't do, he didn't labor, but nevertheless he was given. And later on he will have to give back, to pay back, because it's impossible any other way, or it won't be in order to bestow. Now, Michael, you're going to read it, and then we will take questions.
Shamati 232, completing the labor. I labored and did not find, do not believe. You must understand the meaning I found. What is there to find? Finding concerns the Creator finding us agreeable. I did not labor and found, do not believe. You must ask, after all, he is not lying. This is not about a person concerning himself as an individual. Rather, it is the same rule with the whole. And if one sees that he is favored by him, so what is do not believe? The thing is that sometimes a person is rewarded with favor through prayer. This is because so is the power of the prayer. It can act like labor. Just as we see in corporeality, some get provision through their labor, and some get provision through their prayer. By asking for provision, he is allowed to provide for himself. But in spirituality, although he is rewarded with favor, he must still pay the full price later on. The measure of the labor that everyone gives. If not, he will lose the kli. This is why he said, I did not labor and found, do not believe, since he will lose everything. Thus one should subsequently pay one's full labor.
Max 6. Доброе утро, спасибо, учитель.
Good morning, thank you, teacher.
Здесь слышится, как будто...
We learn that the prayer is the work of the heart, and here it sounds as if the prayer is altogether effort of something that we would have to pay for later for this effort. So is it effort or not the prayer?
Certainly, the prayer is also labor, but it's not the same kind of labor that a person needs to give here, maybe. We need to put in labor, effort in connecting to others, in coping with ourselves, in rising above our ego, and providing the conditions in which we bring a vessel to the Creator. The prayer is, in truth, something very beneficial. I would even say the most beneficial out of everything that we have. However, it's not straight. I not direct, I turn to the Creator and I ask of the Creator, and the Creator makes all kinds of changes in me, and then I reach a state where I'm ready to receive in order to bestow. And therefore, even though this is the way and it's the correct way, however, there are other ways. First of all, we need to try to put in a sufficient amount of effort, labor, in the connection between us, the quantity and quality. Without that, we won't have a vessel. And in truth, the labor is not in that we connect. The labor is in that we try to connect. The Creator is not demanding of us that we will have a complete ready vessel, a corrected one. And it's also impossible. But this is not what is demanded of us. What is demanded of us is the labor. We need to understand that in our life, we want to see the result. In the spiritual life, we don't need to reach the result. The result is just a sign, an indication that I gave in a sufficient quantity of exertion and quality of exertion. The Creator counts the exertion, the labor. How much I labored, how much I scrutinized, how much I tried each and every time to reach connection. I try to reach those qualities so that I will resemble Him. And this is what we must understand. Therefore, there is a difference. There is one who finds the desirable result through labor, exertion, effort, and there is one who finds the desirable result through prayer, and he did not labor. That person didn't labor in the ordinary manner, like everyone, but rather he prayed and he received it. If we would know how to ask, we would be bypassing everything and we would simply ask and receive. The thing is, just about knowing how. And we don't know because the will to receive our ego is blocking us. And so we get these things gradually, bit by bit, through many years of searching, of great effort, labor, until we reach a state. Until we reach a state where finally, we change in our perception and we realize what the labor should be in. And for each one, the labor is unique. in quantity and quality and in its nature, each one is different from the other. It's just like in the human body, there is not no one cell that is similar to another cell. And it's the same with us in the goof, in the body of Adam HaRishon. Well, as usual, let's start with Ita 4.
Buongiorno, caro Rav.
Buongiorno.
La domanda è questa. Perché l'uomo, l'individuo, in base ai suoi sforzi, non perde il vaso?
Why does a person based on his efforts not lose the vessel?
Lo avanti.
I didn't understand.
È scritto che in base agli sforzi che dà.
It's written that relative to the effort that a person puts forth, if he doesn't give effort in the work, he loses the kli. So he's asking, why is that?
We have to constantly go through changing states. Each moment is not similar to the previous moment. Each and every moment, each and every second, what we are going through in our existence, it has to be the revelation of new conditions and the revelation of our labor upon a new labor upon these conditions. And this is why a person should see how much he is using correctly every minute, every second that he has. And in that, one can see his labor also, how much he's searching for the labor each and every second. Okay.
San Francisco.
Well, what's the difference in a state of being favored by labor or being favored by prayer?
The
bottom line, the summary should be the same. It doesn't matter by what you are being rewarded. And this depends on the initial conditions of that person. As he writes, that there are those who succeed in their lives through labor, and there are those who succeed through prayer. I would even say that there is no such thing as only this or only that, but rather it's through a combination, certain percentage of this and certain percentage of that, if we can say so. So we need both this and that. And we should also take into account that in the group, we operate, and therefore, in the group, it ends up such that each and every moment our states in the group complement each other. Even though we don't understand it, and we don't direct these things, but this is how it happens. And therefore, what is upon us is only to try each and every day to add more and more, to enter into new discernments from the Shamari articles lead us to, and in this manner to advance.
No. Moscow 7.
Рав, хочется вот уточнить, что имел бы Лесуа в виду, когда...
Рав, I would like to be more precise. What does Balaslam mean where he talks about that reward that we receive through the prayer? After all, we know Рабаш worked so hard and even experienced hunger. How can you understand that? He exactly knew how to pray. How do you explain that?
I can't explain this to you. I cannot. But indeed, there were times when it was impossible to give even the children in the morning not a slice of bread or some vegetable or something, just some piece of cucumber, nothing. Meaning, in the house, there was nothing. This is what he told me. So much so that really nothing. Not even onion.
Nothing.
And this is how the children went to school. This is how they lived. There were such times. Why? We cannot understand it. Life that was in an entirely different period, but they needed it for their correction, the grown-ups and the little ones in general in the world, and even today in the world, once again it is coming and there is going to be another wave of famine and hard times. We are in the beginning of a hard time. And it's not only the Middle East, Europe, America, in general, all over the world, because we are not listening to what nature is demanding from us. We're not coming closer to each other. We don't want together to defeat our own nature with through mutual help. So then we are going to get a harsh study, harsh lesson. This is what we have ahead of us. We can already see the beginning of these signs in all kinds of different places over the world. Holland.
Yeah, good morning, dear Rav. It says, the power of prayer can act like labor. So how can you come to the correct prayer without labor? Is there a possibility without labor coming to the correct prayer?
No. For the prayer, we also need labor. And also to put in the right labor, we need labor. And in the prayer itself, there is the prayer before the prayer and all kinds of such special parts. Our whole work requires preparation also. So we learned that from the practice. Practically.
Mark Free.
Вопрос десятки. Как и в чем правильно соединить?
Question from the 10. How and in what should we connect my force, my yearning, with the desire of the Creator?
This is what we're studying about all the time. How can I accumulate and direct my efforts in the right way according to the Creator's will? Kabbalists write about that. They already attained these things. They felt what helps and what doesn't help. The wisdom of Kabbalah is a practical wisdom, the most practical wisdom possible, because without us trying on ourselves up to the very last detail in it, we don't know, we don't understand how it works, and therefore it turns out that we have no choice. We have to simply carry out whatever they're saying, and then, and only then, without trying to twist things, manipulate things, change things, then we will succeed. And we can feel that we're succeeding on the path. Nevertheless, one who understands that he has to cope with his ego, with his inner desire, with his nature, and that here there is unpleasant work, daily work, and to do it in a way that is easy and nice, it's possible only through connection. So then he tries and he does it. And there are those who are constantly finding themselves that once again, they don't want it. They're immersed in their ego. They disagree with whatever is going on and they have complaints against the Creator, grievances about His creation. And so they are in a state of a fool sitting idly, eating his own flesh. This is how it is. There's nothing you can do about it. And only the mighty ones who try to find forces and persist, they nevertheless break through into the king's palace and they discover him, find him.
Moscow 4.
Moscow 4.
Rav, доброго здоровья всему мировому кли.
Rav, good morning. Good health to you and to the whole world, кли.
Человечество ждет большой.
You answered Dimitri from 10 number 7.
У меня вопрос. Почему человечество сейчас
great problems are expected to come to humanity? Why does humanity now, in an aware way, go to this slaughter? They didn't hear us in the past. Now they hear, and despite that, they're saying, no, we won't change. Why is it like that? And in what here is our prayer?
Why does humanity not want to change itself? Ask yourself, why do you not want to change yourself? The entire problem is in that we don't want to connect and ask. The prayer can be only out of us connecting. So either we don't know how to connect or we're not capable of connecting. And out of the fact that we do connect, we ask. The smallest request, if it comes out of connection, the Creator hears it and He replies. It's automatic. By this, you are simply wiring that connection. You're turning on the network, activating it. But if you're not connected with the 10, then you stand no chance. You have no chance. There were special Kabbalists who had a special role in creation, so then they would operate even on their own. But this is due to their role. The entire correction, it's not about giving somebody some piece of knowledge or some method, but rather the correction itself can only be through connection. Okay. Well, we have Kabu 7.
Thank you, Rav. Morning. You said that we're in the beginning of hard times. So the question is, can we labor together amongst each other, like the tens in the world, please, so that the world doesn't have to take such a harsh blow? Or is this a necessary correction?
First of all, we means humanity, not Bnei Baruch. We are inside of humanity, and of course we will also feel it, but a more difficult time is coming to humanity, a more material time, because humanity is not learning from the good states how to be better, but rather they keep on going as they were before, and therefore now we are seeing how the forces of nature are beginning to close in on us and to give us much harder conditions in which to exist. If we don't know how to use properly that good force that comes to us, then we ourselves are forcing it to become a bad force. It's clear to us that this is how it has to be. And we can already see here and there on the face of the earth how much the times that were better will now turn to worse times. In what? First of all, in the basic things, the elementary things. There were many areas, there are going to be many areas upon the face of the earth where there's going to be famine and all kinds of natural blows, disasters in terms of the weather and etc. They will have more and more diseases and viruses that are a lot more dangerous than the one that that is falling on us, or the kinds that are falling on us right now, etc. Eventually, we, Bnei Baruch, need to accept these things, take them upon ourselves, that we actually are the connection between humanity and the Creator. And therefore, we must be accountable. We must put in the effort in order to renew this connection each time more and more, to tighten it. And in such a way, we are able to perform corrections, because in the eyes of the Creator, it is certainly better if humanity is coming closer to Him through the good force, through connections within humanity, and not through such intensifications of the ego each time. PT25.
It may not be a good question, but I'm trying to understand why the Creator punishes humanity for something that He did.
It's not punishment. It is not punishment, but rather it is a correction.
It doesn't sound like a correction.
It doesn't sound to you. Okay. I have nothing to say about that. That's how you hear things. Okay. So I'm telling you, accept it as correction. That if you will correct yourself, then you will see that it wasn't punishment, but rather the Creator in such a way is showing you where you need to make a change. That's it. Until in His attitude to you, you won't feel it as punishment, but rather you'll feel love.
Доброе утро.
Каким образом
наше действие превращается в молитву?
In what manner do our deeds become prayer?
לפי הלב שלך.
According to your heart.
אין לי יותר מה להגיד.
I have nothing else to say. It doesn't matter what I do with my hands. What's important is what I feel in my heart. The way that I try to change my heart from a heart of stone to a heart of flesh. From the will to receive, a heart is a desire. From a desire which is to receive, to a desire that will be to bestow. From a desire that hates everyone, to a desire that loves everyone.
Можно ли сказать, Рав, что в духовном развитии человека должна остаться только молитва?
Can we say that in spiritual development there needs to remain only the prayer and the secondary?
That's true, yes, yes.
No, Kiev.
Thank you.
Well, Kiev.
Да, дорогой Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, а вот...
Yes, dear Rav, can you tell me, please, what does it mean that as a result of our work, we are rewarded with the grace of the Creator?
This is a very subtle, delicate state. That we are actually doing nothing. We are just discovering that it's bad for us, maybe through some roundabout way it's bad for others. And then we ask. And then the Creator answers our requests, and this is how He corrects us. This is actually what He wants. And this is why He broke the vessel. That is, after He created it out of the will to receive, and He gave that will to receive His influence, His bestowal, so that the will to receive was in order to bestow, but in a compulsory manner. This is called Adam Rishon prior to the sin. This is how he was born, what we call circumcised, meaning that he had no evil inclination. The ego was not revealed, and then the Creator made it so that in that same will to receive called Adam HaRishon, the first Adam, the first form of the desire, was revealed the intention in order to receive. This is considered that he pulled on his foreskin. And that will to receive that has an intention to receive, it has to correct the intention and to return to that same will to receive, however, in order to bestow. In order to do that, he has to diminish his will to receive. And then also the intention in order to receive will be diminished, will be small. And for that purpose, the Creator breaks that single desire into many parts. And He forces them, each one of them, to correct itself, and to the extent that it corrects itself, to connect with the others. And then gradually, in such a way, through the days, the times, the states, that each one of them goes through, this is how they become corrected. And the corrections of those discrete desires are corrections that are according to days, months, years, meaning according to the notions of time. That's how they are felt in different people, different nations, through wars, through each and everything that they go through. And this is what we are going through today as well. However, today we already reached a state where we can conclude our correction only through connecting and drawing the reforming light between us. And this is why it is considered that we exist in a time or in a state of the last generation, the very last layer of Adam HaRishon, who can connect and finish the correction. We don't quite see that we are the last generation because it is hidden from us, all of those preparations that took place earlier before us. But it will be revealed. This is called that he swallowed up the riches and will vomit them. Everything has accumulated inside of the ego, inside of the egoistic will to receive, and later on we get it back. But whichever way it is, we have to listen to the Kabbalists and understand that indeed we are in the last generation, and therefore it is upon us already as the first line in that stage in the last generation, we have already a special task, and we are able to finish all the corrections, at least to do what we have to. And others will come, more people, if necessary. But actually, from us and onward, anyone who is living and is with the wisdom of Kabbalah, with this method for how to correct it, we are already able to affect the final correction, the end correction. So, we, in this convoy of efforts, we join this whole broad process that you described. In our case, what should we consider as heaven's mercy as a reply to our request?
The attitude of the Creator is to us is in everything, actually in all that we exist, in all that we think and feel and operate, in all kinds of levels. It's all out of the Creator operating. We are not operators, we are operated upon. We are all operated from our cells all the way to our organs and limbs and bodies, and the same with our mind, same with our desires and thoughts, in everything. We are all operated. And what we need to add is consciousness, awareness, which is that the Creator is operating in us, to recognize that it's Him, that there's none else besides Him, that only He performs all the actions, and all these actions happen through our desires and thoughts, and we identify with them more and more, until we come to the complete adhesion to them, that all that the Creator does is all for the good.
Itavan.
Caro Rav, buongiorno. Qui ci è richiesto uno sforzo continuo, ma la dazione non dovrebbe portarci a uno stato di gioia? Grazie.
Here they're asking of us to have a constant effort. Shouldn't we also have a feeling of joy?
Yes, why does that bother it? The fact that I am in connection with the Creator that constantly expects from me the correct response, just like He every moment awakens me and bestows upon me, He asks, He expects every given moment for me to respond in a correct manner, so that we will have some contact between us, a mutual contact, a permanent one, a powerful one. Okay.
Tov. Tbilisi. No, Gia.
Well, Gia.
Здравствуйте, Рав.
Hello, Rav. Why doesn't a person acquire the feeling of shame when he gets something that he didn't pay for?
I don't feel that I received something from the Creator that I didn't deserve. Sometimes there are such feelings where a person seemingly feels like he doesn't deserve something and he received it. That's sometimes. But most of the time, we have a different feeling. Why don't I deserve? Because I think that I do deserve. Because we're the will to receive. And certainly, anyone who negates does so in his own flaws. What do I want? I want within me everything. According to my desire, as much as I can imagine to myself, I want it all. That's it. And that's how each of us is. That's natural.
Есть лану Тель Авив 4.
We have Tel Aviv 4.
Rav, until this lesson, I used to think that my effort in the morning lesson is to raise man to the Creator, to ask for the Creator all the time.
Correct.
But today I heard that my labor is to constantly search for the discernments in everything that is happening in the lesson.
In order to raise man,
this means that I need to search constantly in whatever is everything is happening in the lesson to see where I am, to see the gap, and then to ask of the Creator.
Yes, eventually our work is where do I have reasons with which I can turn to the Creator with. Actually, the biggest problem is to turn to the Creator, and I need to collect everything so that I will have some kind of backing, or how could we say it?
A justification.
So I will have a necessity, a justification to turn to the Creator. If I justly and forcefully address the Creator through the group, I'm done with everything. I don't need anything else. That's what we have. That's all we need to arrange.
Thank you, Rav. Almost a second ago, you almost answered it. That is, if we reach the awareness that the Creator is operating in the beginning, and as we hear Him, and even when we respond to Him, that the only addition which is ours is that I'm not the one who is asking, but rather we are asking. It's with respect to that we replace the I by we.
Yes, that's the best thing. If we each decide and all of us together, we replace it from the I to us, to we, then that's the best thing. That's called the prayer of many. And if you take and look at the prayer book, there, all the prayers are written from we. We are turning, we are asking, we, not me. A person doesn't say, he truly doesn't, only in very individual states there where you say, Hear, O Israel, and those. But mostly all the prayers are the prayers from the public, prayers from the group. There are requests that were written to us. All the prayers were written to us by the members of the great Knesset, the great assembly. These are great Kabbalists that lived over 2,000 years ago, even before the ruin of the temple. And they wrote these for us. And all those prayers are only written in a manner that the group is asking. We, and not I. Okay?
No. No.
If I can ask again.
Well,
so creation or the appeal in the dialogue with the Creator,
da.
And also when the Creator answers, it all starts when we turn to Him correctly.
Yes.
Rav, in the prayer, is there the power to change things to a good state, to healing?
Prayer is considered raising man, and we learn from the systems, from the spiritual systems, that the response from above can be only under the condition that there is a request from below. That first there needs to be, after the Creator arranged The whole system, everything is dependent on the raising of man, on the deficiency that the lower ones raise and ask for corrections to identify with the Creator. That's actually the whole thing. And then it turns out that either we are raising man from us being in a connection between us and see what we're lacking in order to rise higher and resemble the Creator, or that the Creator awakens us by all kinds of problems, viruses, no matter what, and this is how we nevertheless, but everything, bottom line, comes from the request from above, from below, towards the Creator.
Okay. Rav, where is the point of breaking opposite the Creator in this mechanism of prayer?
The shadowing point is in the group, where the group finally decides that through the connection between them is actually also the connection between them and the Creator. Which is the same point. That is the same point. That which connects between us also connects us to the Creator. And if not, for the connection between us, we would not have a connection with the Creator either. It's simply one to one. Okay. We have many more today. Questions, but we have to go through them. What can we do? PT 31.
The 10 is asking about being favored by the Creator. Where practically our labor should be throughout the day is a 10 that will make us be favored by the Creator.
I don't
know. I'll tell you. During the day, well, I have time. I'm already preparing materials. I'm doing discussions. I have other meetings with all kinds of systems of writers and other, I have several hours every day that I'm working. But the moment I am free, I try to prepare the lesson for tomorrow. I read several times the article for tomorrow, the material that needs to be, because I feel myself responsible. Actually, each of us needs to feel himself that way, that he is responsible towards others. That's on one hand, and on the other hand, I also, what did I want to say? That I forgot.
He was asking about connection in the 10 throughout the day.
Yes, but I don't know. I had an idea and to explain, but well, it will come. Yes, throughout the day we need, we disparage that, we forget about that, and we don't, a person doesn't want to remember this, but our work is usually in connection. It's not verbally, it's, well, inevitably we do this, but to constantly think in my heart that I need to be connected with the friends, that within the connection and the connection between us, there, as much as I think about connection, that is where I will expect soon and await the revelation of the Creator there. Until he is revealed. But he will be revealed there. There is nowhere else for him to be revealed.
In a restaurant, I'm told exactly how much I'm supposed to pay for each dish. And if I don't pay, I know how much I owe. So how does a person know how much effort he owes, he needs to do in order to complete whatever he didn't put in?
I don't know. In bestowal, you have no boundaries. You yourself make your boundaries. But egoistically, if you want to make a calculation of no more and no less, like in a restaurant, then that's something else. But here, we cannot do this because You're working in bestowal. So if you're working in bestowal, even if you want to bestow 1 gram, 1 gram, you need to relate to that 1 gram like to Ein Sof, like there's no boundaries, like to infinity. Where you cannot define it, whether it's $5 or $10. You can't. You simply bestow in everything that you're capable.
Barur.
Clear? Okay.
Happy Hanukkah. Thank you, Rav. You said before that each one has a unique kind of exertion for me. How can a person know what is the kind of labor of exertion that one should invest in the 10?
The form of effort is where we want to preserve this form of connection between us and strengthen it and tighten it more and more, until this form of connection will be suitable to the Creator. Until in this form of connection, we will discover that suddenly we begin to connect. You know how you, what you can relate this to, where you have all kinds of big bodies of masses of matter in space. And all of a sudden, these masses begin to connect between them, and a system starts forming, like the solar, like with planets. So, this is what we need to see, that we are connecting and beginning in this way to deal between us, each with his ego, and everyone like that with the other, with each other, and there's a certain intermingling of systems where each of us is a small system and each of us needs to try to be in such a way between us. That's the intermingling of the private systems with the general system. And then when we start to connect our system, which is already beginning to be included of several friends, and by what? By establishing for ourselves and creating for ourselves a goal. And how do we all stabilize ourselves in such a way so that we'll be concentrated on the goal? How we take upon ourselves that we're all different, and day after day we distance from one another because our ego is growing in accordance with the intensity of the connection that's between us. So the ego needs to be greater also. So this is how we therefore work on this way. And this is how we place our system such that from within this system, as each of us is kind of protecting the others so that they won't run away from this state which is surrounding the center of the group, which is the sun, where the Creator is there, supposed to be there. So that is how we establish ourselves. This is our work. That's why throughout the day we have plenty to do. Not just to read the article, but to constantly think how we are establishing ourselves in a way that we will have 10 complete sfirot. And then by that, we present to the Creator a place, a vessel that he can be revealed in. And then from that, he has pleasure.
29. Thank you, dear Rav. A question by a friend. If in the 10 we scrutinize the prayer and we raised it from where, nevertheless, do we sometimes get a feeling of lack of confidence that there will be an answer to the prayer?
It's good that you don't have forces. I don't think that it's a problem. It's actually to the contrary. People that have full confidence, it's usually people that have a lot of chutzpah, that are a little bit audacious and are doing mistakes in all kinds of places. And people that have a lack of confidence, they ask, they check themselves and advance. as they feel, what they have to learn. So a lack of confidence is not a bad thing. It's actually a feeling and a good quality. Yes. And don't be ashamed of it. Just as it's written, it's not the shy one that learns. Don't hide that you have a lack of confidence. Yeah, well, correct. Well, there is. What am I, at the end of correction? No. So certainly, even theoretically, logically, I am in a state of lack of confidence. Lack of confidence, lack of security is that void, that space that is still under my authority and I feel it and it will be revealed. The more I grow, the lack of confidence will be even greater. Yes? Just like Rabash would say, you ask the cleaner in the hospital about something, she knows this medicine, that medicine, she can say. You ask the professor, and even someone who's higher up and higher up, anyone who is greater has bigger doubts if he truly knows his material and is advanced, he has much more questions. Because the more you advance, certainly we feel more the extent in which we don't understand. Yes? And this is natural. It's actually a sign of, well, and then this person who doesn't have confidence has confidence because he knows his boundaries. He knows how much he does and how much he doesn't. Okay. Well, PT 19.
Thank you very much, Rav. We see throughout in the history that Bala Sulam, Rabash, and you, and also today the whole world Kli, how much they're doing and laboring and making effort. And the feeling is that your effort is never enough. So what do you do in that state?
Thank God we have such a feeling that nothing is enough. The Creator is arranging things for us. And we need to move forward and to hold on to one another and to the Creator. And this is how we will surely be accepted. The main thing, it's written, 1,000 times a righteous will fall and he rises again. 1,000 times a righteous will fall and rise. And therefore there's no such thing as a person falls and remains there. He needs to get up. We need to help one another to get up. Because we have no choice. The process is a process, and we must reach the end. And there's no such thing as someone who falls and goes. Rather, we always need to be ready to receive the friends, also those that leave and then come back, and the new ones in all kinds of ways, and to organize more groups, and not to calm ourselves down as if we're organized. I have a group, I have the studies, thank God. No, where's next? Where, in what are we moving forward for the correction of the world after this? That's what's important. The Creator takes that into consideration. Meaning if we are concerned with the expansion of the revelation of the Creator in the world, this covers us in every way.
In relation to what you said now about the world, about humanity, humanity also has some labor that they have to put in from their side.
No, they don't have a point in the heart that is burning. The Creator does not awaken that in them. They belong to the Achab. Only those that the desire for the Creator has been revealed in them or is revealed in them, they belong to the Galgalta Enaim. And the Galgalta Enaim is the part that is between the Rosh of the Partsuf, the general head of the Partsuf, or the whole of creation, and the Achab. So that's us. That's it. We are kind of like
like
the throat. Well, we will learn all these discernments. And this is what we need to do. That's why we need to say as much as possible to tell in order to bring humanity closer to that which we are all supposed to do, and this is what we will do. But we have no choice. We need to come close to what we are and to advertise the method, the correction of the world, of the, and let's hope that they will come and join us. Well, let's have a break.
Well, let's sing a song.
Yes, and then we will go to the women internet, please.
To know inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. To know inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a quest to the light. And inside your sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love.
Nevertheless, answer a few questions of the women. Yes? Well, let's go. Women questions.
From the Kazakhstan group, you can achieve results through effort, and you can achieve them through prayer. But how is it possible to reach a true prayer without exhausting all of our efforts? And does that mean that we actually get the result really through effort and prayer simultaneously.
Yes, both together and also alternative, vice versa. Once this, once that.
From Moscow 8, what is more important, the way we ask or what do we ask for?
No, what's important is what we ask. So there would truly be our request as close as possible to the state of correction. That we want to connect and in our prayer to establish a place for connection for the Creator and for the revelation of Him.
From the Petach Tikva group, what should we do if a person puts in effort, but he doesn't really have a new desire for his nature to change?
That's not important. Whatever the Creator created, He created. He created such a deficiency in me that I don't want so much. But in what I have, I go. And if I don't want altogether, I nevertheless oblige myself to be next to such people who do want. Because in the system, I must be. Eventually, everyone will have to be in the same system of Adam. There's no argument on that. So, I ascribe myself to there in some way. I don't have to be Moses, or all those Rabbi Shimon, or something like that. But in what I can and capable, I will be. And pay attention, at the end of correction, when everyone connects, there is no difference between a great one and a small one. We're all in one unified system, and we're all intermingled in the same way. The whole difference is in how much we each observe their own role in the correction. But at the end of correction, one body, everything is filled with the light of Ein Sof without any differences. Next.
It says in the article, but in spirituality, although he's favored by the Creator, he must still pay the full price later on. So French one is asking, what is that price that we have to pay?
Add, complete that effort that he has yet to do, which is done by prayer. And now he needs to add exertion. Let's say you reached a certain place, a store or somewhere, and you don't have enough money to buy what you need. But you really ask and you say that I need this. If I will take it and I later will be able to work with this, let's say it's a tool or something, a work tool. And you say, if I don't buy it, I won't have with what to work. Give me these things. I will earn something from, and then I will give back to you. That's actually, it's the same thing here. Through the request, we receive forces. Yes. It's kind of like an advance. And then we give back. We pay back.
PT26 is asking, Rav said that hard times are coming because we're not listening. Who is not listening? Humanity or Bnei Baruch?
No, humanity. Bnei Baruch, we're advancing in a manner that we are capable of advancing. Maybe we can add a little bit more. It's always possible. That's clear. But the main thing is that humanity doesn't hear. Humanity doesn't hear, and it's also dependent on us. We need to think about this and to pray, because we are before not such pleasant stages. I don't want to scare you, but I'm saying this so that you will feel that you're also responsible for this. Next.
PT27, in our time, what is the role and the significance of the morning lesson in the prayer and in the scrutiny for humanity?
I think that without this lesson, we don't advance. Because nevertheless, every day we have somewhat, some form of inclusion or incorporation with the implementation of this method, and accordingly we begin to correct this new part in the soul that is now being disclosed through the study of the article. And this is how we move forward day after day. And of course, later this disappears, we forget, and in place of that, a new article comes, and new thoughts, and a new day. But it's not important. Nevertheless, we already did it, and it remains.
At Moscow 8.
Moscow 8 is asking, why does the Creator awaken in a person such forces that puts him in a state of a fool sits and folds his hands and eats his own flesh? Why does the Creator do it?
Two, as part of correction, that a person needs to know how much he is zero and how much he is from a will to receive that isn't even inanimate, even worse, dust. Because from the dust you came and from to the dust you shall return, right? And so we need to incorporate, and from sometimes from such discernments, who we are. Besides this, that we're incorporated here from all sorts of lights and vessels that are already in corrections, in connection with the Kabbalists from all sorts of generations. But actually, we need to understand we have great work ahead. But it's going. The main thing is not to exit and continue every day. And it doesn't matter what my mood is or at all. And to feel a bit of responsibility.
From the Hebrew group, you said that only words, when we try to find the strength to persist, it breaks into the king's palace. What are those heroes, those strong ones, who break into the king's palace?
That's not me. That's what Bala Sulam writes, and also in the prophets, that only those whose patience withstood, they reached the gates of the king, and the gates of the king were opened, and they entered the palace, and there they revealed that the Creator is waiting for them already long ago, and says, where have you been? How long can I wait? Just like that. Those brave ones who can overcome their laziness, stupidity, confusion, all such little disturbances that we such feel.
From Petah Tikva, when we unite and write a prayer, it feels like the heart is blocked, that we're doing mechanical actions and we don't feel changes. What should we improve?
It's very nice, a very nice sensation that the heart is closed and I feel how insular it is, and I can request from the Creator and describe to myself how it is to be connected with the friends, and that along with them, that I am with them, that I am truly adjoining myself to them, I can thus nonetheless participate in our mutual common request to the Creator. And then it works, the strongest. Like it's written, There is none more whole than the brokenhearted. The more a person feels that his heart is broken, he is closer to wholeness.
From Mark 3, does a correct feeling of gratitude should be in the beginning of the labor, during the labor, or at the end of the effort?
To make an effort in each state to be like this.
From Petah Tikva 26, what does it mean that we are totally operated? So what should we do in order to promote the process of correction?
What's up for us to do? First of all, not to forget that we are activated, that there is none else besides Him, and the Creator does for us all the states. But He leaves an opening for us. We're called created beings, that accordingly we are called created beings, meaning what is upon us to do, how to react. If we react according to what he influences upon us, then we're not reacting. We're not even created beings. We are activated, operated by the Creator, like still vegetative and animate. If we nonetheless leave ourselves an opening, a freedom, that could be only on the condition that we operate above our nature, that the Creator created, then we can say that that's us, and not the Creator. And in this it is called, I have won, my sons have won me over. And that's how we progress. Only in such a manner that I don't leave to myself an opportunity not to react. I must react from myself. And from myself, where am I? If I am myself, then that's me. How can I take something from me that's not from me? After this, though, that I connect with the 10, then in your incorporation in the 10 and the influence of the 10 upon you, with this you can turn to the Creator and that will be new. Listen to this. Think about it. It's really the only place, our free choice, what's he explains in the article, the freedom, the Creator brings a person to his fate and he says, take for you. This we can truly do. And it's very much against our nature. And it takes years. For me also, it took a good many years until I understood and felt, and I'm not embarrassed to say, because it's actually a sign that the ego or person is great. It's big, and when he takes care of it, it will grow and be good.
Mike, as well, one, they're asking if prayer in the 10, should it change during the day, or if we're demanding the same thing the whole time, can that succeed as well?
We don't demand the same thing all the time, because each moment is new. Each moment the person is new. So there's no same prayer, same demand. You can't enter the same river. Everything changes. The water's flowing. Anything else there that's serious?
From PT24, last question. Is prayer the only thing that influences reality? Why is it so?
Like we just spoke, there are those who attain the result by their labor, and there are those who attain the result by their prayer request. One of the two. I would say such that if we think that we can do something, do it. What's in your power and your ability to do, do. But wherever you see that you've reached the limit, the border, pray. Prepare the prayer, connect the prayer, and then by the prayer you shall attain. But if you begin to yell and pray even before you tried, that's not a prayer. A prayer needs to be out of a lack. And the lack you reveal only on the condition that you tried, and maybe a few times, and you saw that you couldn't, you didn't succeed, and you are sure that you're not capable. And then that same state, you turn to the Creator and you request of Him, ask of Him, and that's a true prayer. That it comes out of the experience, out of the exertion. All right. Now let's go on to what article?
We just read. To